T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the official radio home of the Chicago Cubs. Listen to every game here.
Swing and a drive to left field. This ball's got a chance. Gone. Two-run homer, Wilson Contreras.
On Sports Radio 670, The Score. Live from the Hyundai Studios. Presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We are WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. And Odyssey Station. The Score!
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We are broadcasting live through the Hyundai Studios. We are brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, and we want to thank them for that. Want to thank Connor O'Donnell. He is our video stream operator and keeps us on Twitch, which is fun. And thanks to everyone connected to the show for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Wednesday.
Yes, hump day. Thank you very much. And thanks to our executive producer. He is Dustin William Rhodes.
I spoke to my tarot card reader this morning. I spoke to Ruby.
And Ray Diaz. Ray does a remarkable job, and we get emotional thanking him. Thanks, Ray.
I believe in a lot of stuff, and I do a lot of worse than he did, and I believe in crazy stuff. I believe in anything. I come from Latin America. We believe in anything. Like you and say, okay, you look up in the moon, and you close one eyes, and you know me, you're in the toilet, that thing, or the world. We do all this stuff. And that's why, whatever it works for him, I don't care if he bring the lady. I hope this lady come down to the clubhouse and just put her. Is that going to win? It's under management. I bring her to be my bench coach. Make sure he's there every day to help us to win.
I agree with Ozzy, by the way. I also believe in everything, and it always helps keep regular. And now we get a chance to welcome in Dan Bernstein and Leila Rahimi. Guys, what a joy, what a privilege, what an honor to share the airwaves with you right now.
Hi, Dan and Leila.
Hey, you got me worked up with that Bears stuff, and you're 100% right. You know, I don't generally like to sort of presume that my antenna can pick up buzz better than somebody else's, but we've been doing this enough years that I think overall we can get a sense of generalized trends. And what I keep getting back to, Mully, and I know people get hung up sometimes on press conferences and on optics. It is about what you do, it's how you perform, but how bad that press conference was recently when they announced the retention of Pace and Nagy and cited the 6-game losing streak as a positive. I think we're still feeling the after effects of, you know, coupled with some of the anticipatory buzz over a possible new quarterback and then having to settle back down, the air's out of the balloon and it's Andy Dalton. But just the fact that we come back to that they don't see what we see. They're apparently, the consequences aren't there for mediocrity other than you get to keep your job, and these guys are incentivized to make every decision bent on trying to keep their job. And it's really demoralizing as a fan. It really is. Just overall, it's like it's cooled. Everything is congealed. It's leftovers that have been sitting out. It's a piece of lasagna that is just dried out sitting on the counter.
Pizza. Morning pizza.
Well, I don't mind a little floor pizza. I don't mind a little room temperature pizza. But this, whatever this is, it's just unappetizing right now. And it's sitting there inert and we're told by the people in charge that it's okay when it's very much not.
I've always felt that you know, if you see it with the naked eye, what they're seeing, you're seeing it too. Now, you got to be able to discern it a little bit, and some people can do that easier than others, but they see it. So my feeling is they know what you see. They see what you see. They can't defend what they're doing, and that's a completely different problem.
That's worse.
And that is why
that is worse. That is worse.
That's why we're at where we're at.
I don't know, Mully, if they do. I don't know that they do recognize it. I think they operate, they live in somewhat of a bubble up there. I think they're oblivious to public perception, or they've become immune to it, desensitized by it maybe over the years. And I just think at this point in time, as we're sort of, we'll talk about this more tomorrow, Mully, but like, the Bears are boring. Okay, they don't have any one player that symbolizes hope. Now, say what you will about Mitch Trubisky, but for several years he was their reason to be hopeful. He was a rookie on his rookie contract as a quarterback you thought you could build around, and then he became polarizing Mitch. They don't really have anybody who's polarizing. You don't care that badly about Khalil Mack. Nobody's going to get worked up in a lather defending him or saying anything about any player on this team. So they are not only mediocre in the record books, but they're dull. So that's the double whammy.
I just think this is a team with low standards. They can lean on their defense and the history there and how they think they should win a game at Soldier's Field. And Sid Luckman video is perfectly fine on national TV. And yes, I think Jay Cutler was a better quarterback than Sid Luckman. But if your standard isn't very high, this is what you get. You're not going to get very mad at an 8-8 season. You're not going to get very mad when you don't get the talent you want under center. You're going to be okay with somebody being in the same job for 6, perhaps 7 years and not giving you what you need out of your personnel, because you don't need that much out of your personnel.
They're also locally too big to fail, because I'm going to be there. I'm going to bitch and bitch and bitch and moan and bitch, and then Sunday rolls around and I am there screaming at my television, and I'm going to talk about them all week. So I'm part of the problem. And I know it, but they know they're too big to fail.
What do you mean too big to fail?
Because it doesn't matter if they win a Super Bowl or not. It doesn't. All this stuff. Right. We're all going to be there. It's the Bears.
They're the Bears.
They're the Bears.
Yeah.
And
the
they know
Jacksonville Jaguars are still there. But, of course, the Bears are still there.
But they don't have the Sid Luckman photos.
They're
going to show Mark Brunell photos.
They take advantage of that all the time. That's been the most consistent thing that I've noticed covering them over several different coaches or regimes, is that the Bears as an organization, ownership or whatever, on down, they take for granted the fact that they are the Bears. There is this sort of public trust or addiction to Bears Sundays. And so they leverage that. They take advantage of that. And they don't necessarily feel that sort of pressure and care. They don't care if there's no buzz surrounding the draft. They would prefer it that way because they can fail quietly.
Yeah, now they want it. Now, are you kidding? Ryan Pace, he loves the fact that nobody is, that we're not, you know, screaming at each other about who they should take and trying to knock down his door to find out what he's thinking because, oh, guys, I hope you respect we can't talk about things this time of year. Like, I mean, it's his favorite thing in the world, is to just operate, and he'll pick somebody and the guy might suck and it won't matter.
They beat the Giants 73-0. You ask George what happened in the 40s, and he can give you the detailed explanation. We'll never forget the way they thrilled the nation with that T formation. And they won in 85. Do you remember how dominant that team was? That's probably the best defense ever put together.
How dare you skip 63? How dare you forget 63, Mully?
I never forgot it, and I wish George Allen was here to talk about it.
Oh,
look,
boy.
I mean, the fact of the matter is they are more in love with their history than with their present. And mediocrity, 8-8, is to be bragged about. I don't know if you're aware, but they made the playoffs at 8-8. That wasn't an 8-8 season, guys. That was a playoff season. And you know, it's just, I can't believe the people I know that are like you, Dan, that are committed and lifetime residents and locked in, and it doesn't matter – They're not calling me wondering, hey, what are they going to do? What are they going to have? I'm not getting any of the kind of buildup that always happens around this time of year. And it's, I think, reflective of a lot of people feeling the same way. I don't think we've stumbled upon anything. I think that, you know, maybe if the Russell Wilson thing happened, there'd be like a big buzz about what was going to happen coming up. But I don't get any sense of, you know, thank God Matt Nagy's back calling plays, or damn it, why Matt Nagy calling plays? I don't get any of it. I don't get any QB1. People were offended by the QB1 tweet. They felt that they were being, you know, taken advantage of and tweaked.
Trolled.
That's exactly what it was.
Dan, Layla, question for you. Do you think that if there were more of this buzz that we're saying and acknowledging isn't there before this draft, do you think that it has anything to do, the level of buzz, with whether or not Ryan Pace feels compelled or empowered or forced to move up to the draft? We talk about the fourth pick all the time. The Falcons are shopping that pick. Do you think that if there were more buzz, if there was more public pressure, that he would be more compelled to maybe get into that conversation?
Well, he was not very compelled to do it on his own the last time when he had number three. So I think doesn't it have more to do with whatever talent he thinks he can, quote, discover, end quote, in the draft, and what lauding he's going to get and what accolades he thinks he might get for finding a diamond in the rough that nobody else knew about? Isn't that the idea?
To me, it's a function of the pressure he feels to retain his job, and that it gets
backed.
Bingo. And I don't think he feels like he's got to swing big. I don't know what he's been told internally. I genuinely don't. But that they have so closed ranks around status quo that when in doubt, it's almost like an old-fashioned governmental bureaucrat, where all you're trying to do is continue to exist and show up at work the next day and have your key card work. And if that's the case, why would he be incentivized to take another big swing?
Well,
I was just going to say, he's not the one who takes the swing, because it's a consensus. You know, George, you were there in that meeting. Don't you remember, Ted? You nodded your head. I saw your eyebrow go up. It's what you talked about before, Dan, about accountability. It's like, well, we all made that decision. Well, the old coaching staff is gone. We're in such a better place with this group. Come on. That's exactly what it is.
In that way, Dan, and that's a good point, I think that we're almost, the lack of buzz is saving the Bears from Ryan Pace making another historically bad mistake. Because I feel like if he were operating like...
ironic twist.
It is an ironic twist. And that's what I think is interesting about it, is that I feel like if he felt this pressure and this external buzz and the building up, well, I'm fired up to go move up. Well, you know what? Don't. Because you've lost the right to do that. We don't trust your judgment.
I disagree. The only thing that gives him the right to do that is his job. The only way to prevent Ryan Pace from making a bad decision in the draft is to fire him and not have him draft. That's the only way you can surefire prevent that, don't you think?
But what's fascinating,
and that's any NFL GM, frankly.
It is, but that gets back to what Mully's saying, and maybe the dynamic that we're seeing. Maybe if we look at this through a physics model, diffusion of responsibility is concurrent with diffusion of energy. And when you spread all of the responsibility out, when you don't have the militaristic NFL chain of command, football as simulacrum of the military, I give the orders, the buck stops here, commander in chief on down, do what you're told, etc. It's my ass on the line. All the stuff we've loved about the NFL, the Bears have broken all of those bonds down. It's everybody, it's everything, it's the building. And concurrently, that has taken away energy. The energy of it all has dissipated. And now it's like, okay, if we don't know who's doing what, who's responsible for what, if there's consequences for what are we caring about? What do we care? Who do we blame? Who do we talk to? Where do we direct our anger? If none of it matters, what are we doing here?
One other element here that we have ignored with Ryan Pace throughout the course of his drafting, this is a guy you know, the draft is a science. It really is an understanding of a number of players at different positions that could fall to you and how you manipulate it so that you get the best guy for your best need, if you will, and figure out a way to make it happen. He falls in love with one guy. And as a result, he wants to get on his horse and go get that guy. His draft becomes the pursuit of a singular element, which you can't do in an NFL draft. You cannot zero in on one person and devote your draft to getting this guy. Well, that guy drives this car, and my God, he reminds me of me. I got to go get him. Guess what? This guy, he's going to be like that pass rusher in San Francisco, and we got Vic. I'm going to go get him. You can't get one-eyed in a draft.
And he has too often in each round and gets fixated on guys. And I think you're right. This year, though, it's very difficult to do that when you're drafting where the Bears are drafting. And so they have many options. They're not sexy. It's not that, you know, captivating. But I think it's ideal for a football team that if they can, you know, they could have a really sneaky good draft. I thought last year was a pretty good draft with Kmet and Jalen Johnson. And there wasn't as much buzz maybe around that because of, you know, certain other factors with the pandemic. But this year, yeah, people aren't paying attention, but that is just maybe just perfect for the Bears, or ideal if you can take advantage.
Oh, doesn't that go back to standards, though, and the lack thereof?
It does. Did you just say contract extension, Dan? No, I don't want to paint that picture.
You're leading us down that road.
Well,
but again, Layla, you're right. Everybody's right here. All these things are true. That they have announced proudly their low standards. They're patting themselves on the back for not knowing who's responsible for what. They publicly stood up in front of you and gave you the best case. And look how low our standards are. And that's going to happen. That may mean that the path of least resistance is going to be, like you say, hey, look, that's a sneaky good draft. There's a couple guys whose names I can say at the next press conference who weren't awful. And why don't you stick around for 3 more years?
But when you had the chance to take the big swing, you struck out.
And there's no consequences for it.
None.
You won't even acknowledge it's a mistake.
No. Well, I'm hiding the bat. You're not getting any more big swings. You know,
then you
I'm setting up Jake Lamb instead.
Oh, God.
Then what's the deal breaker? Oh, my God. I'm not ready to talk about that yet, David.
Okay, sorry. You better be. You're on soon.
I need some water.
What have ye today?
We had two crackling baseball games yesterday with a lot to discuss about all of it. Mike Florio is also going to join us at 10. We've got the Midday Midway at 10:40, and then a baseball-y final hour with Steve Stone at 11, Cody Decker at 11:20, and all sorts of fun coming your way.
Great.
Excellent. Have a good show. Have a great show, guys.
I hope you guys can respect this time of year.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!